All right, so here we go. This is it. Our sexual activity as it pertains to sexual purity. How about this? We are single and we've decided that we're not going to have sex until we're married, and then only with the person to whom we're married. Think about the things that the single person doesn't have to worry about. The person who takes that position. Nope, not having sex with anyone. I'm not married. Don't have to even be concerned in the least about sexually transmitted diseases finding their way into their bodies. Don't have to think about it. Don't have to think about whether or not they may become pregnant or they may impregnate someone else. Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, that's freedom. That's got to feel good to be able to go day after day, not even having to think about whether or not you have to get tested for HIV or any other STD. Not even having to think about whether or not this person may be pregnant or you may be pregnant because you're not sexually active. You decided to go the way of sexual purity. How about the person who's married? And they decide, you know what? Mm-mm. When I have sexual intercourse, it is only going to be with my spouse. And no matter where you go, you don't have to be afraid to introduce your spouse to anyone. You don't have to be wondering, oh, goodness, I can't look at this person, not in the eyes, or I'm going to have to really, really put on an act so that my spouse won't know. None of that. Total freedom. Not having to worry about whether pregnancy is becoming part of the issue, part of the equation. Not pregnancy with your spouse, pregnancy with someone who is not your spouse. And then what do we do if that does happen? Don't even have to think about it. That's freedom. And think about this. The same way the person who decides to be promiscuous can be proud of himself or proud of herself for all of their sexual conquests. The person who abstains, whether that means they abstain from all sex because they're single, whether they abstain from sex outside of marriage, if they're married, they too have a conquest. They conquer their own bodies. They conquer their own wills. They win day in and day out the battle for their own sexual purity. What an accomplishment. And that's something to be proud of. That's something to be happy about. That's something that we can tell our children about, male and female. Yeah. There were a number of times when I was approached, but every time I remembered who I am. See that? Who are you? What is your identity? Even apart from other important facets of your life, such as parenthood, musicianship, other professions, other vocations. Who are you? If we take all of that away and all we see left is who you are on the inside. Who are you? And one person can be very, very proud of their sexual conquests, the number of men they've had sex with, and especially in their minds, the number of men they've brought down, the number of women they've conquered. Another person can be just as proud that they did not give in to that kind of weakness, because that is a weakness. I know a lot of people see it as a strength that they pursue, and in many cases, conquer. But the Creator says that people who live that way are continually yielding to their own lusts, and He calls them weak. He says they're weak when they do that. The strong person is the one who is consistently keeping sexual impurity shut out of their lives. That's something to be happy about. How about this? Doing our best at whatever we do instead of half-stepping. I mean, anybody can go to work and just be half-hearted about what they're doing. But what if you put in your best every time you go? I'm telling you, there's something about knowing that you're so dedicated to what you're doing that you give it your best instead of being half-hearted. How many people leave work month after month not particularly feeling good about themselves simply because they know deep down inside that they really just went there half-stepping day after day after day after day, just half-stepping. I know it can be kind of difficult, in fact, frustrating, when we're doing our best and we don't seem to get a just reward, or we know we don't get a just reward. That can be frustrating. But how about when we allow ourselves to be empowered to go ahead and dismiss that again and still keep giving our best? I'm telling you, we can really feel good about ourselves when we are that kind of people. How about building ourselves up by not allowing other people to tear us down, by pouring garbage into us, whether that comes in the form of slander or gossip? We reject that stuff. We repel it because we know we're already having a tough enough time becoming the best we can be without letting people pour contamination into our spirits. You say, oh, no, 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 no. I'm not going to be a part of that. How about when people are trying to pour the contamination of hatred into our hearts? Positions that they take on this issue, positions they take on that issue, and the way they present it. And they're trying to get us to open our hearts to their poison. How much better do we feel when we're saying, you know what, no, 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 I can't go along with that. I still remember the gentleman who told me that a lot of times he and, as he put it, the many, many, many people who are like him keep listening to the stuff that has to do with hatred and malice and hostility. He said, because we've got to feed that monster. Don't feed the monster, ladies and gentlemen. Stop feeding the monster. Allow the monster to be taken out of you so that you can become a much better you and feed the much better you what the new you, the better you, needs to grow itself and to build itself up, himself up, herself up. Get rid of the monster. No, no, no. Don't hang on to the monster. The monster is out to destroy you. And the people who feed the monster are not trying to do you any favors. Come on. Building ourselves up, rejecting the poison, and pursuing the good that will nourish us and strengthen us. The good us that's on the inside.